朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brother and sister.
记得大概是马丁路德说，信心把我们带到天上去。
I think Martin Luther is the one that says faith is the one that lifts us up into heaven.
但是更大的信心把天带到地上来哈。
But a greater faith will bring heaven on earth.
有的时候我们暂时忘记烦恼，在很好的敬拜里面，我们进到神的同在中。
For a moment, we forget all our troubles and the presence of God. We can come into His presence.
但是更大的信心就是如何在这个充满了苦难、充满了软弱、混乱的世代里面，天却能够在地上开始。
But a greater faith is that when we're in the midst of all these circumstances, how can heaven begin here on earth?
我们实在很喜欢每一次跟众圣徒一起来敬拜主。
We love these opportunities where we can worship the Lord together with all the saints.
两个礼拜以前我们在外地服事，所以我们中间听说有21位受浸哈，归到主的名下，能不能请？你们站起来。
2 weeks ago, Pastor Nancy and I were serving out away, and we had
a number
of us that were baptized. We asked them to stand.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
那我也非常谢谢弟兄姊妹为我们祷告，特别为于师母祷告。
I want to appreciate all the brothers and sisters your prayers for us, and particularly for Pastor Nancy.
礼拜三他去动了手术，那一切都很平安啊。
This past Wednesday, she went under surgery. Everything went very smoothly.
真是真正的结果下个礼拜才会出来。
The real result will come out next week.
她在手术前，这个护士们都很喜欢她，称她是最 sweet 的 patient.
Before the operation, all the nurses loved her and called her one of the sweetest patients.
特别把他们最后一个红色的 Stanford 地毯，那个不是地毯，一个毛毯送给她。
And they gave her a blanket from Stanford, and they gave that one to her.
手术完，她在那边讲话，我担心她，好，我叫她少讲话。
And after the surgery, after she came out of anesthesia, she kept talking. I was a little worried. I told her to.
她小声跟我讲，她说因为我想传福音给那个护士啊。
And she quietly said to me, because I want to share the gospel to that nurse.
那个护士一直跟我讲，她说她现在所有讲的话，她到时候都不会记得的。
And the nurse told me that whatever she's saying right now, she's not going to remember anything.
他们要 standard 练一些 procedure 给她听，说你24小时内决定不要做重大的决定。
And she read some important. The nurse read some important disclosures for her. She said, within the next 24 hours, don't make any important decisions.
例如不可以修改遗嘱，不可以要离婚啊，不可以答应你先生送他一个 BMW 的跑车。
They gave really, really practical examples. Don't consider divorce. Don't think about giving your husband a BMW.
那我还看他记得去跟人家传福音，把教会的地址啊、聚会时间都写给人家，我很高兴。
And I was very excited to see that in the entire process, she was continuing to share the gospel. She wrote down our church's address and our contact information.
我知道她脑筋还清楚。
At least I know she still has a clear mind.
那回到家，她果然医院里面清醒麻药清醒的时间所讲的话，她都记得哈。
And then when she came home, she actually remembered everything that she said.
所以医生讲的话不要都信。
So don't believe everything that the doctor tells you.
我想我今天要讲一个题目，虽然刚刚儿子在这里说讲 marriage， 可能很多人会觉得跟我有什么关系。
And I'm going to touch upon a topic as Aaron has briefly mentioned. Many of us may feel like, what does the topic of marriage have anything to do with us?
但是我今天要讲的这篇信息，你听完就知道，跟每一个人都有关系。
But after you hear this message, you'll realize this message has everything to do with all of us.
不管你结婚了没有，或是还没有结婚，或是决定一辈子不结婚。
Whether you're married or not, whether you've decided today that you'll never get married.
这篇信息绝对跟你有关。
But I promise you that this message has everything to do with you.
因为你早晚要结一次婚，将来基督要回来迎娶教会。
Because sooner or later you will be in a marriage relationship because Christ will come to usher in His church.
所以如果你今天在还没有进入婚姻，这是一个很好的准备啊。
So if you haven't entered into marriage yet, this is a great time of preparation.
如果你已经在婚姻中的话，那这个信息更是直接我们可以用的。
But if you are in a marriage relationship, this message is more applicable to you.
如果你的婚姻不好，很痛苦， 希望借着这样子的信息能够帮助我们有转机。
If your marriage is not very good and you're suffering in the midst of it, we pray that this message would be a turning point for your family.
如果你觉得你的婚姻已经很好了，那也请你听好，也会帮助你更好。
And if you feel like you have a wonderful marriage, we pray that you would still pay attention because it will add to the beauty of that marriage.
我自己是觉得我一辈子都要在这个基督的学校里面做门徒。
I'm fully convinced that in my entire life I am a student in the school of Christ.
就跟没有一个基督徒能够说他已经学会了祷告。
There's not a single Christian that can say I've apprehended prayer.
同样的，没有一个人在婚姻的里面能够说我已经做得很好了。
And no one in their marriage can say I've done my best.
我们一起来，好不好？
Let's all do it together.
我们一起来看一段的圣经。
Let's look at a portion of scripture together.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
今天我的主题就是要从伊甸园来看神所设计的婚姻。
The theme of the message is to look at marriage from the Garden of Eden as God designed it.
第二章
Chapter 2
18-25
Verse 18-25
我们为什么要回到伊甸园来看呢？
Why are we coming back to the Garden of Eden?
这是在人堕落以前神所设立的婚姻。
Because this is how God has ordained marriage before man's fall.
今天为什么婚姻里面有这么多人不能够进到他该有的境界和享受？
Why is it that so many people cannot enter into the full enjoyment and the way that marriage was designed?
因为我们根本忽略了，或是我们这个错误的认为哈
Because we neglected or we falsely understood.
觉得婚姻应该是这样子，应该是那样子。
That marriage should be this way or marriage should be that way.
我自己这个享受婚姻这么久，可是当神这样子继续光照带领的时候，我才发现，哎呀，在婚姻中真的是有太多功课要学习了。
I've enjoyed my marriage for many years, but in the light of the Lord, I feel that there's still so many lessons to learn.
而且它有太神圣的意义，还有太大的祝福在里面。
There's a holy blessing and a holy meaning behind the union of marriage.
绝对不应该像现在一样。
It is not just merely what we go through from day to day.
我相信，如果我们曾经在网络上、在报章、杂志上看过的话
，I trust that if you read.In the newspaper or online.
你知道这个离婚率是一直往上走，往上走，往上走，超过了50%以后，它开始下降了。
And you realize that the divorce rates kept climbing, and when it passed 50%, it actually started to drop.
我们以为是美国才有，现在中国，我们中国人一点不输。
And we thought that this is just something here in the Western countries in America and not in China, but now it's evident in China as well.
超过50是很可怕的，就是每两对就有一对要离婚的。
This percentage is very, very dreadful because you come to realize that in every two couples, one will be divorced.
而离婚都是已经走不下去了，离婚了，所以没有离婚并不代表享受婚姻。
And people who are divorced, they've come to the place where they felt like they came to a dead end. But it's not to say those who are still together are enjoying their marriage.
对不对？这个如果说对婚姻满意的请举手。我相信可能会比这个50%还要对婚姻失望不满意的话，我决定超过50%的。
And I trust that if I ask those who showtheir satisfaction towards marriage, there's definitely going to be more than 50% of people that will raise their hand.
那为什么离婚率会下降呢？
So why is it that the marriage divorce rate actually began to fall?
因为后来的人不结婚了。
Because you discover people don't get married anymore.
他们就是同居。
And they just live together.
可以就继续下去，不行就再换一个。
And if it works out, they'll keep going that way. But if it doesn't, then they'll have a different partner.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要晓得，这个婚姻被仇敌破坏的简直是没有办法再去形容它了。
And you can, you find that the enemy has seeked to destroy the construct of marriage to the point where you can't really fathom it anymore.
没有健康的家庭，就不可能有健康的教会。
Without a healthy family, there's no way we can have a healthy church.
没有一个属灵的家，教会不可能属灵的。
If there's no spiritual home base, then there is no spiritual church.
我20年前，我认为说仇敌可能在最后的世代里面，对教会最大的破坏就是借着淫乱。
And 20 years ago, I felt like the enemy's greatest destruction at this age is through sexual sins.
你网络色情也好，或是有婚外情也好，或是犯的道德上真的是肉身的罪。
Whether it's pornography online or adultery or things that you committed really that are sexually sinful.
但是我现在觉得 婚姻的破坏是仇敌最大最大的诡计。
And I find that the greatest plan of our enemy, his scheme, is to destroy the construct of marriage.
我相信孩子有很多人不会去犯 adultery 或是淫乱或是这种色情的东西。
And I believe there's still many people that would venture down the alley of pornography or these sexual sins.
但是并不代表我们的婚姻是健康的，是幸福的，是享受的。
But it doesn't mean that our marriage is something that is healthy, that is enjoyable.
所以当婚姻不健康、不正常、不能够享受它的时候
，When marriage is no longer healthy, that the mutual couple can enjoy it anymore.
它决定影响我这个人。身心灵的健康
It will influence my physical and my emotional health.
它决定影响整个家庭，影响到整个教会。
It will have a great influence over your family and to the extent of the church.
所以我们看看今天的婚姻，大家对这个婚姻的观念不是肤浅，就是偏差，就是错误。
And when we look at marriage today, most people either their view of marriage is very shallow or they're in error.
或是被仇敌破坏的已经。这个不知道怎么办。
It's been destroyed to the extent that nobody knows what to do anymore.
所以我就希望我们每一个人，包括我讲的人，我们都要很谦卑地回到圣经上来。
And I pray that all of us were very humbly, including myself who's speaking, that we come to the Bible.
不要管世界的潮流是什么。
Let's forget about what's the current of the world.
不要管你自己原生家庭、父母亲留给你的榜样是什么。
And don't even rely on the examples that maybe your parents have set for you.
不要管你的朋友们都是怎么样。
Don't think about what all your friends are doing.
更不要管好莱坞是怎么样。
Definitely don't care about what Hollywood is portraying.
因为这边我们为什么说要回到圣经？回到圣经。
Why do I keep saying let's come back to the Bible? Let's come back to the Bible.
因为婚姻是神所设立的。
Because marriage is established by God.
也是神所 designed 的。
And it is designed by God.
弟兄姊妹，甚至说婚姻是神的杰作。
And I would say that marriage is God's masterpiece.
在我们这么多传讲。讲人受造的目的和价值的时候
，We talk about the purpose and the meaning of man's creation.
我们讲到人是特殊的受造
，And we say the man is a unique creation.
因为只有人是照着神的形象和样式造的
，Because only man was created according to the image and the likeness of God.
只有人被神吹了一口气，把灵、把生命给他
，Only did God breathe His spirit into man when he became a living being.
所有其他的受造，神说有就有，命立就立的
，All other creation came to existence by God's command.
只有人是神亲手做的
Only man was formed by God.
而且是照着他的样子做的
And was formed according to his likeness.
而且把他的生命气息吹给人的
And then he breathed his life into man.
然后把整个地天上的飞鸟地上的走兽海底的鱼全都交给人来管理
And then he gave everything that he has made the birds in heaven, the beasts on the earth under the dominion of man.
然后他把伊甸园造出来的园中所有的果子预表神给人所有的祝福
And all the fruit, all the produce of the Garden of Eden was given to man to eat.
教人享受神的爱，享受神的创造。
It speaks of the fullness of God, the man may enjoy God's creation.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每次讲的时候，我们就讲到人有特别的受造的目的和价值。
So every time we come to this point, we got to realize a man has a very important purpose in terms of God's creation.
但是我们却忽略了创世纪第二章在神整个的创造里面。
But we neglected chapter 2 of Genesis that at the conclusion of God's creation.
神整个旨意和祝福的最高峰其实。最高峰其实是家庭。
At the pinnacle of God's blessing and God's will is set upon the family.
你看到第一章，当神创造完的时候。
And chapter 1 after God created something.
每一天创造完，神都看的是好的。
At the conclusion of each day, God says it is good.
造到第六天，造了男人以后。
And after the sixth day, when the man was created.
神说那人独居不好。
And then God said it is not good that man should remain alone.
在神什么都好的里面，居然有一个不好。
In the midst of all these things that God said it is good, there's one that God says it is not good.
如果我刚刚讲的神人受造的目的和价值全都是真的，其实都是真的。
If I talk what I just talked about in terms of man's the purpose of man's creation, and if they were all real and they are indeed real,
那神只要造男人就好了。
And then maybe we could say that God, as long as He created man,
神可以用别的方式让他照样可以繁殖，单性繁殖，全世界都是男人。Oh,
that's
terrible.
God can also cause man to multiply, and just man themselves to multiply by whatever means He deems wise.
但是神说不好。
But God says no.It is not good.
所以神又造了女人。
And so God made woman.
造完的女人，圣经上说，他就按照自己的样式造男造女。然后神说，他看所造的一切甚好。
And after God has made the woman, God says that according to His image and His likeness, He made man, and he said that this is extremely good.
所以你要知道，从好到不好到甚好。
From good to this is not good, and to this is very good.
那个关键就是女人就出现了。
It comes to the point of the emergence of the woman. 啊。
这个这样子讲有点不太准确哈，因为我们可能很多男人说我的美好人生就是女人出现才完的。
This may not be entirely accurate because there may be some men here that says all the wonderfulness of my life came to its end when I found the woman of my life.
但是你要知道，神要给人最上好的祝福，或是人在神面前最崇高的价值，是在于婚姻的生活中我们可以荣耀神。
But the greatest blessing and the greatest worth that God would be able to set in the lives of man is how we come to enjoy what God has designed in marriage.
这个等一下我回来会讲，我们先把圣经读了吧。
Let's come and read the scripture first, and I'll come back and talk about it.
十八节到二十五节。
Verse 18 through verse 25.
耶和华神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。”耶和华神用土所造的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前。他叫什么？那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。那人便给一切的牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造了一个女人，领她到那人跟前。那人说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。”当时夫妻二人赤身肉体，并不羞耻。我们请读以弗所书第五章。
Please come to Ephesians chapter 5.
我现在不是为了 Ethan Rachel 婚礼 rehearse 啊。
This is not a rehearsal for Ethan and Rachel.
我们只要读三十一节到三十三节。
31 to 33.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指的基督和教会说的。然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。好，我今天不见得能够讲得完，因为我要分三次讲。
And I don't think I could speak this message in its entirety because I will break it up into three messages.
年轻的孩子们，尤其你还单身。
Young people, particularly for those of you who are still single.
你比已经结婚的人还更需要听这篇信息。
You need to hear this message more so than those who are in marriage.
如果神的话怜悯我们，帮助我们。
If God's grace has mercy on us.
他比你上 Stanford 拿到 PhD 还要重要。
It would be better than you going to Stanford and having a PhD from that school.
他比你买十个 mansions 还要重要。
Is more precious than owning 10 mansions.
他比你终于买到摩托车，买到 BMW 还要重要。
It's even better than when you finally get your first motorcycle or BMW.
我一点不是开玩笑的，我是讲真的。
I'm not joking. I'm being very serious.
我真的巴不得在我年轻的时候我就能够听到这些信息。
I really wish that when I was young, I had the opportunity to hear these messages.
我决定相信，如果你的婚姻已经很好了，我们如果真进入到神对婚姻的命定，我们的会更好的。
And I trust that if you think that your marriage is very good already, and if you come into the commanded blessings of the Lord, your marriage will be even better.
如果婚姻不好的话，借着神的话，你会发现神一定会救我们。
And if your marriage is not in a good state, then you need to trust that the word of God will deliver you and save
you. 所以我们借着创世纪就是回到 original, 回到起初。
And we came to Genesis because we want to go back to the beginning.
因为所有后来出现的问题都是因为人偏离的起初。
Because all the problems that came about after, later, because man has departed from the beginning.
偏离了当初设计这个的神，他对婚姻的命定和看法。
Because、man has departed from God's commanded blessing of what He designed in marriage.
我相信今天你决定拿一辆汽车给三千年以前的人送给他，不教他怎么用，他真的不知道怎么用。
And I trust that if you took an automobile and gave to someone who lived 3,000 years ago and never taught him how to use it, he wouldn't know how to use it.
他可能把它当作一个 storage 哈，存酱瓜呀，那个腌菜啊什么。
He would treat it as a wonderful storage unit and put his, all his pickle stuff inside.
他一样说我可以怎么用，这个人当这个储存用，那个人可能用来做别的用途，但是他们不是回到Designer 的这个真正的心意去。
This man who's in the Stone Age will use it however he uses it and never use it for the intent of how it was created or built.
首先我们要看到神对婚姻的意念决定是正面的，是崇高的。
We trust that God's intent for marriage is always positive, is always very, very high.
所以神说不好。
So when God said it is not good,
一个人决定不好。
It is not good that man should be alone.
对不起，好，如果你没有结婚或是决定守独身，那我还是要跟你说，在神的心意里面，那就是不好。
Please understand what I'm saying for those of you who are still single, or if you have determined to be single before the Lord. But according to God's purpose, God's heart, for a man to be single, it is not good.
或是不够好。
It is not good enough.
但是保罗也在哥林多前书告诉我们，因为现今的世代艰难，所以他劝我们宁可守独身。
But Paul in 1 Corinthians tells us because of the difficulty of the age that he would encourage you to be single.
不是婚姻不好。
It is not because marriage is no good.
是因为这个世代堕落得太深了。
Because this generation has fallen so deeply.
是因为我们人的自私、人的丑陋、人的本性在婚姻里面没有得到 properly 的被神来管理。
Because our selfishness, our own ugliness was not under the control of the Lord in the union of marriage.
所以在婚姻的里面造成了许多的伤害、很多的消耗、很多的霸占。
So marriage brings about a lot of pain.And a lot of selfishness.
弟兄姊妹，这并不代表起初的婚姻出了问题。
But this is, doesn't mean that the original design of marriage has a problem.
我等一下会介绍你们两本书，其中有一本书的作者。
I will introduce you to two books. The author of one of the books.
他叫做 Gary Thomas.
His name is Gary Thomas.
他说有一次他的弟弟问他关于对他婚姻的体会。
And one time his younger brother asked them his understanding about marriage.
他说如果你想要更自由的、没有羁绊的来侍奉主、侍奉耶稣的话。
If you want to be able to more freely to serve the Lord without any hindrances.
就像保罗说的，最好守独身。
Just like Paul says, it's better that you are single.
你的确好像很多事情上不能够很自由的来侍奉。
And it is true, seemingly, there are certain things you can't be very free in service.
但是他说，如果你想要生命改变得更像耶稣的话，你需要结婚。
But his older brother told him, if you want your life to be more transformed, to be more like Jesus, then you need to enter into marriage.
所以你想要 serve Jesus freely 的话。当 single， 你想要 more like Jesus， 你就结婚。
And so the statement was, if you want to be able to serve Jesus more freely, be single. But if you want to be more like Jesus, get married.
弟兄姊妹，这个话不是我说的，这是圣经上的。好，神看那一个人，一个人就是不好。
Brothers and sisters, I did not say these words, but the Scripture says it that it is not good that that man should remain alone.
那我们现在就要来看神到底对婚姻的意念是什么。
Now let's look at what's God's mindset concerning marriage.
弟兄姊妹，我。介绍大家两本书，为什么介绍这两本书？
Why would I introduce you to these two books?
因为他们里面都非常着重地强调我们在婚姻上我们的婚姻观的错误。
And they strongly emphasize on the erroneous understanding of marriage.
我问一下大家，我们都是家人，讲错话没关系，因为我自己都犯同样的错。
I'm going to ask you guys these simple questions. So everybody be honest, we're one family. I made some of these errors myself.
如果你结婚的话，为什么要结婚
？If you're married, why are you married? Can you raise your hand?
有没有人要告诉我
？I don't like to be lonely.
单身的也可以告诉我，如果你想结婚，为什么想结婚
？Why do you want to get married? Those of you who are single.
要标准答案哈，要真正的，你为什么结婚
？Come on, real answers.
这么多人结婚啊？
想跟他在一起。
想跟他在一起。
Want to be with him.
到家晚上 请他吃饭哈还有没有
take her out tonight
这是
anybody else
这是真的答案还是标准答案有时候你会不会想说你最好不要回家
is that the standard answer or is that a real answer you feel like something
刚结婚的
reserve my spot
I don't understand what he said reserve your spot
还有没有人
？Anybody else?
Ivan. 如果你要结婚，嗯
？We should ask Ethan.
Okay. 谁
？Ethan.
Ethan. Okay.
Sorry, Ethan.
Ethan, 如果没有考过婚礼 postpone 哈。
Because I love him.
因为你爱他。
哇
哦。这是废话。哪一个人结婚不是因为爱他跟他结婚呢？
Come on, Ethan. That's useless. Everybody loves their spouse. That's why we get married.
还有没有人
？Anybody?
高翔。啊 ？Happy.
华宴做好吃的。
华宴做好吃的。我跟你讲，我们从小受到的观念，不管读《青蛙王子》啦、《好莱坞》啦、干嘛啦，从此怎么样？王子跟公主过着什么？幸福快乐的日子。
So this one notion that we have ever since we were kids is that once we're married, we'll live happily ever after.
我不管你答案是什么，我相信这决定是我们结婚很重要的原因。
I don't know what your answers may be, but I think that's one of the reasons why we desire to get into marriage.
Not one of the reasons, 几乎是我们最主要的原因。
It is the reason why we want to get married.
我跟他结婚，因为我希望跟他在一起，我能够快乐，我能够幸福，我能够享受。
And I want to be happy. I want to enjoy life because we're together.
我要能够感觉被爱、被尊重、被疼、被保护。
I want to feel loved. I want to feel protected. I want to feel adored.
我希望能够脱离我的孤单，我能够跟这个人谈心，彼此扶持。
I want to get away from my loneliness. I want to be able to express my heart and talk to this individual and help one another.
我决定相信这都是我们的答案。
And I trust that these are all of our answers.
但弟兄姊妹。圣经上不光是这两个作者这么讲，圣经上如果我们仔细回去的话
But the Bible is very clear if we go and pay attention.
我底下讲下来，你们可能会惊讶，觉得 ridiculous.
And when I continue my message, maybe you'd be awed and say, this is ridiculous.
婚姻不是为了我自己的快乐，不是为了幸福。
The marriage is not for my own enjoyment, for my own fulfillment.
那是应该有的结果，那不是我结婚的目的。
That is the natural consequence of marriage, but that's not the purpose of marriage.
我们结婚的目的，神设立婚姻的目的是要叫我们借着婚姻荣耀神。
The purpose of marriage, when God designed marriage and established marriage, is for the purpose that He would be glorified.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个180度正观念的事情。
This is a complete turn of our understanding of what marriage is all about.
我真的巴不得我结婚前就有人教我，我希望所有年轻人。结婚前都有人教他。
I wish that when I was young, before I got married, somebody had taught me this, and I wish all of you would be taught today.
不是神不要我们享受婚姻。
It's not that God doesn't want us to enjoy marriage.
不是神叫我们要在婚姻里面就是要受苦，那绝对不是神的意思。
Certainly, God did not want us to suffer in marriage. That's not His purpose.
的确，快乐幸福是婚姻该有的结果。
Yes, happiness and satisfaction is something that should result from marriage.
但是我们带着这个动机和态度进入婚姻的话，这是。我们婚姻的 killer。
But if we enter into marriage with this motivation will be its killer.
因为你把你所有的要求期望放在对方的身上。
Because you put all of your expectations onto your spouse.
当他可以满足你，当他还吸引你的时候，你很快乐。
When he can satisfy you, when you're very happy.
当他刚结婚的时候，他真的像教会凡事顺服基督一样。
And just like the church, yes, she is obedient.To you as the church is to Christ.
当他刚结婚的时候，他真的像基督爱教会一样那样子的体贴你、照顾你。
And right when you got married, and he is just like Christ that loved the church and cared for you.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们里面因为生命还是一个罪人的生命、老亚当的生命。
And brothers, because the life within us oftentimes is still that sinful nature.
你早晚会露出本相来的。
Sooner or later, that nature comes out.
你早晚那个自私的东西要出来的。
Sooner or later, that selfishness comes out.
然后我们就把婚姻不快乐的原因差不多十之八九都丢给对方。
And nine out of ten times we would.Blame fault on the other individual for the reason why we're not happy.
我们认为说你只要不是这样子的话，我决定不是那样子。
A lot of people would use the statement and said, if he or she was not like this, then I would not be like this.
只要你被改变的话，我们的婚姻一定改变。
If my spouse is changed, then our marriage would definitely be changed.
我相信我讲到这些话，你们有没有很多人你自己心里面问自己，我们是不是这个样子
？And I know when I say these words, all of you should ask ourselves, am I like this?
甚至连我们失败犯罪，我们都要把责任丢给对方。
Even when we fall and we sin, we blame the other.
是因为他 不肯再顺服我。
Because that person is unwilling to obey or submit to me.
所以我没有办法再爱他，我爱的感觉掉了。
So I couldn't love her, or because the feeling of love has fallen away.
可能妻子就把责任丢给丈夫，就是因为他不像基督，他不爱我，所以我没办法顺服这样子的人。
And so the wife may say, because he's not like Christ, he did not love me as Christ loved the church, so it's hard for me to respect him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们进入婚姻本身进来的那个态度，那个动机就是一个错的动机。
And our attitude, our motivation when we enter into marriage is wrong.
这是一个最根本的东西。
This is most foundational.
如果这个根本没有改变的话，
If this foundation doesn't change,
弟兄姊妹，早晚我们的婚姻上你要吃到苦头的。
Brothers and sisters, sooner or later you will suffer harm in marriage.
不管我们是不是婚姻能够支持到最后。
Whether your marriage can endure all the way to the end.
我第三堂就会讲到死都要死在一起的。
And my third message, I'm going to talk about you need to, even if you were to die, you need to die together.
因为地上的人碰到不合的人，就说个性不合，哎呀，我做错的决定，我嫁错的人，我娶错的人。
And the people of the world says that, oh, we don't match anymore, we don't agree, so I probably married the wrong person.
很多很多婚姻的专家都说的，他们在做 counseling 的时候。
A lot of experts say that when they're doing marriage counseling,
几乎所有的人来讲到婚姻的问题。
And almost predominantly, almost everyone, when they come and talk about the problems in marriage,
都说我做错了决定，我挑错的人。
And they all come to the conclusion that I made the wrong choice, I picked the wrong person.
我看错的人。
I did not really know him or her.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天的问题不是因为我们看错了人。
But just the problem isn't that we don't really know the other person well enough.
而是因为我们认识自己不够。
Because we don't know ourselves well enough.
我们对婚姻的态度认识不清楚。
Our attitude towards marriage is not very clear.
神对婚姻的真正的目的，我们里面不了解。
God's true purpose for marriage, we do not understand.
所以我们结婚都是希望建立一个幸福快乐的家。
So when we're married, we all want to build a happy home.
我们重在感觉。I want to feel good.
And we all focus on our feelings. I want to feel good.
当他不能够持续的、继续的 satisfy 满足我的时候
，and when my spouse can no longer continually satisfy what I need, my feelings.
一般人就是三个反应。
And most people have these three responses.
我不晓得你是哪一个。
I don't know which one do you have. Are you?
第一个，再换一个人。
First response is I'm going to switch and change to another one.
离婚。
I'll just get a divorce.
只好带着盼望
with hope,
再来一次
let's do it again.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道基督徒神不容许我们做这件事情。
But since we know that the Lord will not permit us who are Christians to do such a thing.
但是很多基督徒已经被逼到走这条路了。
And a lot of Christians, they feel that they're forced to take this path.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。